All right, we're back here on the Lunch Break Sports Talk Show here on the legendary KYOK and the all-new 92.3 FM. We're bigger and better. You can also stream us on www.kyokradio.org. That's www.kyokradio.org. You can text me at 832-403-5005. That's 832-403-5005. And, of course, you can call us live, 281-453-1000. All right, so let me get to this real quick. I got my special guest on the line, and I want to set up for him what I just said. Charlotte Jeter, I sure hope you're sitting down and not driving. I got a problem with what's going on, what I'm hearing in the Rockets locker room right now, that you got a couple of guys, namely Eric Gordon and Clint Capella, that've got a problem with the isolation and the amount of isolation ball that the Rockets ran in game one, saying, and I quote, "You cannot beat a team like Golden State isolating the ball that much. It makes the other players stand around." Let me bring my special guest in, all the way from the Houston Round Ball Review. His name is Chris Gardner, and I'm telling you, nobody covers basketball better than this brother right here. Chris, what's going on, man?
I appreciate that intro, man. Thank you very much. And I'm glad you quoted, because Eric Gordon said that he mentioned that, game one was Monday, Sunday or Saturday before practice started. And he said that because the Warriors have such great individual defenders, the Rockets cannot play so much one-on-one basketball. And when he said it, the media that was there was like, what did he just say? And then there were follow-up questions, and he stuck with it. No, we cannot play so much one-on-one ball because they have such great individual defenders, unlike the previous two opponents in Minnesota and Utah. So I was surprised to hear him say that. You know, this is the Western Conference Finals, and now you're saying that you have, I guess, some sort of issue with the style of play that the Rockets have played for 100 games this season.
Exactly, and led you to the best record in the whole doggone NBA. And, you know, let me just go a little further. I mean, you're 6-for-13 from the field, 3-for-7 from three in the game. You gave them a grand total of 15 points. I'm going to need you to come a little bit better, Mr. I don't like the isolation now that we're in the playoffs. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the ISO got you a 2-1 record over the Golden State Warriors in the regular season. What's wrong with this young man?
It's so strange because it wasn't really – his answer was his own. It wasn't like he was – the question was kind of – one of those gotcha questions and, you know, leading him into this kind of answer. This was really him coming from his mind and from his heart. So I don't know what he is coming from. I mean, he's trying to say that, you know, Draymond, Klay Thompson, and Andre Iguodala and the Warriors are great one-on-one defenders. And because of that, James and Chris will have more problems scoring against them one-on-one. So I'm going to say it this way, because I really don't agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm saying this as a possibility, that he was trying to give the Warriors so much praise for their defense that he kind of took a backhanded slap at the Rockets' offense.
Yeah, we got Chris Gardner from Houston Round Ball Review joining us here on the Lunch Break. And, you know, I'm gonna go there with you, because I think that he's a great guy. I really do. You know, maybe we can dump his phone records and text messages and DMs and see if he's been talking to Kanye West or something. But what I'm saying is this. You know, you gotta hit your shots, bro. You can't throw your coach and your best player under the bus. And, oh, yeah, by the way, James Harden scored, what, 28 off of the ISO? I mean, basically using up Mr. Steph Curry. And now all of a sudden you got a problem with the ISO. And I know, again, it was before the game, but still, bro, you can't do that in the middle of trying to make a run for the ring. And I think this is where some of these guys, their experience in the playoff or lack thereof, it gets the best of them.
And he didn't just say it to us before practice. he said it to a national writer after game one.
See, and that's where I got a problem. I'm not saying shut up and just play. I'm not saying that because I think that's disrespectful. But, bro, you got a whole lot of your own game to work on, to be worrying about the game. Your job is to execute the game plan. The coach's job is to make adjustments. You do your job. Let coach do his job and ball out, man, because 15 points out of Eric Gordon is a bad night.
I won't say it's a bad night for him. I mean, you'd like to see him, especially when Luke Bamute struggled to make a shot at all and Gerald Green only took 5 shots. You want more production from your bench, but the Rockets' bench scored 21. The Warriors' bench scored 20.
Yeah, and I get that.
For his defense as well.
Yeah, and I get that. And I think that's my point, that when you see other guys are not stepping up and doing what they normally do. I mean, let's just look at the starters. P.J. Tucker, a point. Trevor Ariza, 8 points. That's green light. If I'm Eric Gordon, I got to step up and I got to fill in the blank. The big three aren't the big three right now. They need my help. And, look, move on the, make a cut to the basket while Harden is ISOing. Do something to make yourself valuable while you're, watching the play unfold. But you're not a spectator. You're out there on the court.
I hear where you're coming from. And one of the ironies about all this ISO ball discussion, Kevin Durant took 3 more shots than James Harden.
Right. Right.
So, the Warriors, some of his action was from the low post. Posting up game is one-on-one basketball, right?
Yep.
One-on-one basketball is ISO basketball.
Exactly. Exactly.
So ISO in the post, ISO out front, either way, it's still ISO basketball.
See, and I'm glad I got you on the show, Chris, because, I mean, you'll understand this. James Harden, Clint Capella, and Chris Paul scored 76 points. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry scored 83. So, you're right there. I mean, that's a wash. That's a wash. Now you got to have the other guys step up and do what they can do. And you just said the bench, 21-20. You just need a couple of more plays, and you're in this game. Why are we having players? I get the media. I get you and me. But why are we having players questioning the game plan when you literally were in the game the whole time?
I agree with that. That's why I was really so surprised that he said it when he said it. Because, I've been on enough practices this season. I didn't hear any rumblings like this, any talk about too much ISO ball. Outside, externally, media folks, national media look at the Rockets from afar and say, well, what's wrong with how they play? But internally, it's my first time hearing this, so I don't know where he was coming from with it. It seemed surprising to me when he said it, and then he backed it up and said it. He went into more detail about his answer. So it's hard for me to say that there's turmoil within the locker room, but it's just the timing of his comments just really surprised me. And Harden, D'Antoni, Chris Paul yesterday basically said, this is what we do. This is what we've been doing all year. This is how we won 65 games in the regular season and won the first 2 rounds of the playoffs. This is what we do. We're not going to change. And then Steve Kerr said it as well, from the Warriors side. You're not going to change your style of play this late in the season, this late in the playoffs. This is who you are is who you are.
And I guess that's why I'm kind of outdone. Again, Chris Gardner joining us here from Houston Roundball Review. Great, great, great journalist, media personality, man. I tell you what, I love your work, man. I really do. I retweet you a lot during the games because you're just always right on top of it. So this is why if this is – if these are fans saying this, because, I listen to other shows and, I love Indy and Greg Kalu. I listen to them in the trenches when I come in and all the fans call in. Oh, they can't ISO. Oh, they can't. They got to change their style of play now that they're playing Golden State. No, they can't. I mean, that's just a fan thing. But to hear a player like Eric Gordon say something like that, and then Clint Capella said the same thing.
Right.
I got a problem with that.
I do. And if they lose game 2, and, goodness sakes, if they get swept, then you got to really wonder if these comments affected their performance on the court. Because if you're thinking this in your head, it's got to be, it has to have bothered you at some point for you to say it all of a sudden right now. Whether you're thinking, oh, I didn't mean it that way, or this is how folks are interpreting it differently than what I said, but you said it. It's on the record, you said it, audio and in print. So you said it, and now if y'all go out and lose 4 or 5 games, then that's a problem. The Warriors are a better team. The majority of folks would say the Warriors team would win this series, would beat the Rockets 4 times. A lot of folks who think the Rockets could beat the Warriors 4 times. So that's not an issue. But how you lose, if you lose in 4 or 5 games after having home court, playing so well all season, winning 65 games, saying, telling everybody, we want the Warriors, this is who we wanted. We wanted home court advantage. We wanted it throughout the playoffs. This is what we did for the whole season. And then to go out pop like that, what happened? Something changed internally for just like the light switch turned off.
Yeah, yeah. Again, Chris Gardner joining us here from Houston Roundball Review. Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off. We got a comment or question, I should say. Question was, do you think that Capella and Gordon are upset because of the lack of shots that they got? And I just pulled up the stats. They had 20 shots between the two of them. They were 12 for 20 between the two of them.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, there are games Clint gets more alley-oop, you know, dunks, opportunities like that. I mean, offensively, that's how he gets his touches and points, is for off alley-oops, and then if he gets offensive rebounds, Eric Gordon gets his shots. I'd say 13 to 15 is about right, shot attempt-wise. The one that really threw me was Tucker took 3 shots.
Right.
That's 3 more than me and you. We didn't play.
Right.
So that kind of surprised me. He's got to take more shots. He's got to take those corner 3 shot opportunities that he gets. Don't pass them up. Shoot the ball.
Yeah, I said the same thing about Ryan Anderson too. You turned down a shot and then you took a shot and missed it, and you were pretty much done for the day. I mean, he had that look like, well, I'm done. And yeah. you've got to depend on what Daryl Morey, and I'm not trying to praise Daryl Morey, but you got to put some stock in what he put together. I mean, you know, maybe Golden State is better, but they are not light years ahead of the Rockets like they, you know, said when they put this organization together. They're going to be light years ahead of everybody for decades, and that's just simply not true. But your guys have got to step up. You got to have Eric Gordon, you know, playing ball. You got to have Clint Capella playing ball. You got to have P.J. Tucker shooting. And you got to have Ryan Anderson shooting whenever you get those opportunities.
I was surprised Ryan Anderson played in game 1 at all. He started the second quarter, got 5 minutes, had an early foul trying to defend David West in the post, then took that one shot, missed it, claimed it, really. It was bad. I mean, just a bad shot. His confidence on offense is really gone. So I was surprised, matchup-wise, that he doesn't really fit in this series. So I was surprised that Tony put him in the game when he did. But Ryan Anderson's job is to shoot the ball and to make shots. You can't make a shot if you don't take a shot.
Exactly.
So if you don't have confidence in yourself to make those shots, then your role on the team is diminished, and you shouldn't play. If you don't believe that you can make these shots, then you're wasting everybody's time being on the court.
Now,
don't pass up shots. Let them fly. Believe you're going to make them. If you're not going to make them, if you're not going to take them, why are you playing?
Yeah, Chris, you just got to a question I want to get to. So now you're Mike D'Antoni or even Chris Paul, because, you know, James is not that vocal, from what I understand, in the locker room. But Chris is, man, please. So you're Mike D'Antoni or you're Chris Paul. What do you say or what do you do with an Eric Gordon, Clint Capella, and now Ryan Anderson? I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to beat Clint Capella up and sit him down, but how do you address them given what you've seen and what you've heard?
Ask them, where are y'all coming from with this? Why are y'all saying this stuff now? Is there a problem? Ask them just straight up. Is there a problem that we need to address in the locker room, we need to fix. Because we're trying to get to the championship. We're trying to win a championship. So why you said what you said now makes no sense to me. So I want to know, what is your problem? And hopefully Clint Capella and Eric will respond and say, you know, whatever. I mean, if they say, well, I didn't really have a problem, I may have said it wrong or something, or just tell them, this is my problem, we need to be doing this. We need to be more ball movement. We need to do something else. And hopefully they can get on the same page, because game two, they got to win tonight.
Yeah, they got to win tonight.
Blues go down 0-2, then this series is over.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way they're going to beat the Warriors four times out of five.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
They got to win tonight.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. Chris Gardner, Houston Round Ball Review. Chris, I mean, again, we already said PJ's got to step up. Trevor Ariza's got to step up. I mean, do you start somebody else in place of PJ or Trevor, or do you just go with what you had on the other night?
No, go with what you have. You know, Trevor's one of his big problems was he got in foul trouble. He played 20-some minutes, had five fouls, so that limits his effectiveness, and he is a key part of the Rockets' defense, especially against the Warriors, because of his versatility. So he's on the bench. That's a problem, because you got to shuffle your minutes around. So he's got to stay out of foul trouble. And PJ is good on defense. He's important on defense, but he has to take shots. He needs to be a threat on offense as well, and he's got to take more than three shots. You know, I don't want him to come jack up some 40-footer, take a bad shot, but you get shots in the offense, take those shots. You got a corner three, take that shot. When the Rockets beat the Warriors in the regular season, and obviously that's the regular season, but he was a factor on offense. Got to take those shots. They scored 106 points, gave up 119. They missed 11 layups.
Right.
They left Nick Young open and Klay Thompson open way too much. Talk better, communicate better. All season, nearly after every loss that the Rockets had, which is now 17 regular, 3 playoffs, 20, almost after each of those 20 losses, they've all said the problem was we didn't communicate well on defense. We didn't talk right. We were a step slow here in transition. We missed an assignment here in defense. We didn't switch when we should have switched. They blame it on communication. So they said all year that when they lose, they're one of the few teams that has a chance to win every game they play. It's all about them. It's what they do, not about what the opponent does. That's what they believe. They believe it all year. So we'll see what they do tonight, game two. They said they fixed their problems from game one. They said they're going to talk better on defense, play better on defense, erase those little mistakes that they did not do in game one. So it's here on a platter for them to win game two.
Chris, stay right there. Let me take a quick station ID, and then we're going to come right back. Chris Gardner from Houston Round Ball Review right here on The Legendary.
1140 AM and 92.3 FM. The Legendary KYOK. The Legendary KYOK. 1140 AM and 92.3 FM. The legend continues.
All right, we're back here on the Legendary KYOK and the all-new 92.3 FM. Got a special guest, brother, out here in this sports game, Chris Gardner from Houston Roundball Review joining me. Great dialogue, Chris, and a great analysis. Let's step up. You know, we've talked about the players. Well, let me ask you one more question about the players before I go to Mike D'Antoni and what he needs to do differently or better. So you look down the bench. Do they need to go deeper down the bench? Nene seems to be a matchup problem. Do they need to go Tyreek Black? Do they need to go, you know, somewhere else? And what about Joe Johnson? They brought him in supposedly for this. Well, when are we going to see some of Joe Johnson?
When they acquired Joe Johnson, D'Antoni told media that he trusts Joe. He trusts Joe to play well when called upon. He just, whenever he needs Joe to play, he trusts Joe to do well. Well, if you trust him so much, then give him some time in this series instead of Ryan Anderson. But Joe Johnson, when he did play, he struggled to make shots when he's wearing the Rockets uniform. So he's not as quick as he used to be. And you talk about an ISO player. Man, nickname is ISO Joe. So if he and Tony trust him so much, then we'll see Joe Johnson get minutes starting tonight as opposed to Ryan Anderson. Nene, quick feet. He no longer has quick feet. He's slow. He did a decent job sometimes. Well, I think Kevin Durant settled instead of trying to beat Nene off the dribble. Durant just set up a long jumper, and he missed a couple of them when Nene was defending him. So he's not an ideal matchup in this series either. Ty Black, same thing. He may be a little quicker than Nene, but in terms of offensive skills, he didn't have any except Duncan. So those guys really don't match up well with the Warriors. If you want to play them a minute here, a minute there to get some rebounds or maybe throw some fouls and throw some weight around, I'm okay with that. But in terms of long stretches, 5-6 minutes of defense, looking for some offense, that's not, these guys aren't going to get that done in this series.
Yeah,
D'Antoni, he's not going to change. Look, this is what he believes. This style, he is not, he is so laid back and almost nonchalant to some people, you know, viewpoint, is he doesn't put too much pressure on himself nor the players. He wants them to forget about mistake, going to the next play. He doesn't overanalyze things. You know, if the Warriors win this series, they were the better team. You win this series, we were the better team. In terms of X's and O's, he draws up some plays in fourth quarters that work. But honestly, me, you, AJ, if I got superstars, they can make me look good if I draw up a crappy play.
True.
If I got bad players, I could draw up the best play in the world. If they don't execute it right and throw up a brick, my great play design still didn't work.
That's why you're on the show, bro. That's why I wanted to get you on the show right there. That diamond in the rough right there was why you're on the show, because, you know, the first thing you hear from, you know, from fans out there is like, oh, D'Antoni, he's not going to be able to get it done. Look at what he did in New York. Look at what he did in L.A. Look at what he did in Phoenix. Never got over the hump. But like you just said, man, you can have the best players in the world and stuff go wrong. You can have crappy players in the out there and stuff can go right. So, I mean, man, what do you think is going to happen tonight? Give me your gut. What's going to happen tonight?
I think the Rockets are going to win. I think they're going to tweak the little things that they did wrong in game one, and they're going to win. I will say this. I thought the series would go the distance. I think the Warriors win the series. I thought that if it was a short series, the Rockets were not going to be the one winning. So if it's a short series, that means the Warriors roll through the Rockets. I don't believe that's going to happen tonight.
Okay. All right. Any way you see the Rockets winning a 7-game series with Golden State?
No.
Okay. Well,
I just believe Kevin Durant puts come to shove. He's 7 feet tall, can get his shot whenever he wants to, and make it, of course.
Are you originally from Houston, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to high school?
SP Waltrip.
Okay.
Class of 90.
All right, well, since you're from Houston and you're picking Golden State to win, I hope your air condition goes out a little bit during the summer. Not forever, but just, you know, a little bit. And you got to roll your windows down and get smacked in the face by that hot heat, humid, and everything. let's switch gears before you go, man. Boston and Cleveland. I'm of the mindset that the series hadn't even started yet. Boston did exactly what they were supposed to do. Yeah, it was impressive, but they defended their home court. Cleveland goes and defends their home court, and we got a series. How do you see it over there in the East?
I agree with that. I picked LeBron to win the series in 7, but in team sports, it's still a team game. As great as LeBron is, he's going to need other players to step up. Teammates need to step up. J.R. Smith, the good J.R., has got to play. Not the one who's played these first two games against Boston. He's got to knock down those shots. He's got to rebound. He's got to play some defense like he cares about defense. George Hill's got to play better. Jordan Clarkson's got to play better. Kevin Love scored some points, but he was up and down. Kyle Korver up and down with shooting, knocking down those threes. Other Cavs got to step up and make shots, and they got to do a Ty Lue, and the players individually need to do a better job on defense. And Marcus Smart should not be destroying the Cavaliers defense 1-on-1. That happened last night. That's why Boston won, Cavs lost. Marcus Smart is a distributor. He's a facilitator. He's not a scorer. If he is scoring and lighting you up and beating you in the post and blowing past you, you're going to lose. It wasn't just Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Marcus Smart did a lot of that damage. And then you see Al Horford and Terry Rozier. So he's got talent. But you can't not let Marcus Smart be the one to beat you.
Yeah, that blew my mind. That really did. So, so the way you see it, then we're talking what, Cleveland and Golden State again, or are you seeing a Boston Golden State finals?
Prediction wise, that's what I said. I picked Cleveland and Golden State. Unless the other Cavaliers step up and play better, I mean, I'm not going to change my pick. But based on what I've seen so far, the Cavs not named LeBron, have not shown anything to have me believe that they're going to come back and win this series. So in that scenario, being looking at Boston, Golden State, and I just don't believe the Celtics can score enough to beat the Warriors.
And I tell you what, yeah, that air conditioning's got to go out for at least 2 months, bro. 2 months. I mean, just 2 months. I want your car to run fine, just the AC to go out.
So, are you a Cavs fan or what? You like Warriors?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Closest pro team is Cleveland, and I believe that Daryl Morey to me is the second best general manager in the NBA right now. I'll give it to Golden State just because of what they've been able to continue to do. But Daryl Morey put together a franchise that nobody saw coming, and he used pieces that nobody else would have used. And I think that it was all put together for this time. And after one game, a lot of folks are giving up on it. And I'm just like, man, they only had the best record in the NBA. They only lost one game. Can we watch this thing play out? Now, I'm with you. If the locker room is divided, if they lose tonight, it's an uphill sled. But I still have belief that this Rocket team can compete with these Warriors. I'm not that guy who believes in the whole they're better than me thing. They might have a better day. They might get the win, but better than me? Yeah, I can't ever say that.
So one of my things with the folks who, I don't know if they're hopping off bandwagon or whenever on it, really, after the game one loss, did you think that the Rockets were going to win the series and that's why you're just screaming, your hair's on fire and everything, the sky's falling? And is that where you're coming from? Because you were shocked that they lost game one? Or you're a Warriors fan and they just really showed what you thought was going to happen all along and they won game one? The gloom and doom after game one, like, it's one loss.
Yeah, it's like really 1-0 right now. That's all it is, like 1-0 right now.
You know, yes, it was a home loss, but like the one on the road, one on the road all season. I know the Warriors are supposedly this dynasty, and they're not perfect. They're not undefeated. So based on that, the Rockets can go to Oakland and win once. I don't know about twice, but they can go do it once, you know.
Chris Gardner, Houston Round Ball Review. Tell everybody where they can find you and follow you, man, all the great work that you do.
Website is HoustonRoundBallReview.com, or the short version, I'll spell it, obviously, www.thethev, depending on where you're from, thehrr.com, HoustonRoundBallReview.com. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, same thing, HoustonRoundBallReview. Twitter, me and AJ hooked up on Twitter, is VHRReview, once again, THEHR Review. College pro basketball, that's my thing. I'm starting to get back into, even though the comments are gone, I'm starting to get back into the last few days, WNBA stuff. They put me back on the media list, so I'm just going to come back to information once again. So I got website, men's women's hoops blogs, YouTube, Instagram. I do a little bit of everything, man. So Twitter, of course, so I'm out there. Find me, HoustonRoundBallReview.com. I'm on Twitter, VHRReview.
I tell you what, man, if the Rockets go to the finals, you got to put some clothes on, come into the studio, and everybody got to see you wearing a Rockets jersey and hat. And,
oh, yeah. I don't know about all that, man.
Yeah, now you got to do it, bro, because you know, from Houston and you're going for Golden State. So, yeah, there's got to be pain. There must be pain.
Yeah, I'm not Gerald Green, man.
Maybe Gerald Green gets more minutes since Mr. Eric Gordon doesn't like the game plan.
Gerald played 16, almost 17 minutes in game one. He should play more. Like, you know, play him those minutes you gave Ryan Anderson, you know.
Yeah, give him those five. Hey, man, appreciate you taking the time to come on. Definitely appreciate the dialogue again. Chris Gardner, Houston Round Ball Review. Do yourself a favor. Find him and follow him. You'll like what you see. Hey, Chris, have a great day out there. And, man, when that air condition goes out, think about me, all right?
All right, man. Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Good brother. Love his work.